Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley. Joe, good afternoon to you there in Ukraine. I'd like to start off by sharing a couple of messages from listeners with you. This is a text from Pam in Palatine. Bob, I hope you realize what a difference you're making to minds and hearts with your daily talks with Joseph Lindsley. His first-person reports are crucial to keeping the horror of war and the bravery of the oppressed in the spotlight. Now, with the new war in Israel, we who embrace peace and freedom need to see and hear what is at stake. Thank you and Joseph for bringing that reality to your listeners. If we take heed, maybe we will stop our petty political bickering and work together to ensure our precious freedoms. And one other text I want to read to you, Joe. I once heard a Russian commentator describe Putin's style of troublemaking. Putin sees where there's a conflict, and as if the conflict is a wound, Putin sticks his finger in it and wiggles it around to make it worse. Pretty good, huh?
I think that's a very accurate description of this, and also it's good to hear those encouraging words. I mean, it is, and both of those letters go well together because it is very difficult, of course, to report on what to report on what's happening in Ukraine while everything is happening in Israel. And I think I see this. I put it this way: like if we were to ignore Israel, it would be undermining the argument for Ukraine, that the world needed to pay attention to what's happening here. But as soon as you start to talk about Israel, it is, I used to say minefield, but now that I know about real minefields, it is a very fraught topic. And, when I see this with a lot of the foreign volunteers and journalists who are here either, to observe or to help, that's where you might, among that crowd, sometimes there's even support. Amazingly, I think for Hamas or some kind of sympathy, but among Ukrainians, while there has been some frustration that the Israeli government did not run to Ukraine's help from the very beginning of this, although Israel has helped in some ways, but among most Ukrainians there is a great solidarity with the Israeli people, and there's an understanding that. This is what happened with the Hamas attack on Israel, is Iran and others going against the free people of Israel, just as Russia has been going against the free people of Ukraine. And in fact, today, this morning, I was taking a walk on Lviv's Market Square, the Rynik, the Market Square, that central gathering place lined by colorful townhouses and shops from the 16th, 17th and 18th centuries. Surrounding that beautiful white ivory tower, that symbol of Lviv. And at that tower houses a restaurant and the city hall. And it's always bedecked in Ukrainian flags. But today I saw the Israeli flag next to the Ukrainian flag. And so there really is a deep sense of solidarity for the Ukrainian people. And it's amazing to consider that, some 80 years ago, on those same streets, when the Nazis occupied Lviv, they were rounding up Jews and murdering them. Some Jews were able to hide in the subterranean tunnels that go throughout the city, but most of them were slaughtered. And so, here in a free country, you have whatever your religion, Ukraine is a free society, and it's the same in Israel, as I know because I spent much time there. And today, in local media in Kyiv. Ukrainska Pravda, they had an interview with Lieutenant General Kirilo Budenov, and he's basically Ukraine's director of intelligence. And he was saying that Ukrainian intel has been observing that Russia has been, trying to do some stuff in the Middle East the past few months. And even that Russian satellites were, according to the Ukrainians, on September 24th, a Russian spacecraft capable of conducting reconnaissance was in Israel's geostationary orbit. And then there's some other indication. For example, there was a Russian delegation visiting Iran September 24th, 22nd to 24th. There are some evidential points that perhaps Russia, has been colluding with Iran on this. And we sort of see the effect, and we see, how it affects our discourse and interest in support for Ukraine. And I think one of the most difficult things, I mean, we look at as the Israeli, forces are poised, you know, I mean, right now there's a siege of Gaza, and it's horrible. I mean, it's the same as every Ukrainian soldier I know. Most of them were civilians. None of them want to kill. They wanted to live their peaceful life. But if they just surrender, all that freedom is lost. And I wanted to share with you on that very score. I interviewed a few weeks ago the chief rabbi of Ukraine, Moshe Osman, and he's a great character. And so we started a new podcast with Ukrainska Pravda, Ukrainian Truth, called Land of the Free. And I spoke for about 40 minutes with the chief rabbi, and it was about 2 weeks ago. And so before Hamas invaded Israel, but back then he was telling me that, you know, he was warning the Israelis because, you know, there's a lot of Russians and people of Russian ancestry in Israel. And there was some sympathy in quarters of Israeli society for Moscow. And so the chief rabbi on his trips from Ukraine to Israel, and by the way, he was born in Russia, in Soviet Russia, but he escaped. And he would tell the Israelis, look, you have to look, who are the friends of Russia? You know, they don't have many, but their friends include Iran. And Iran's mission is the destruction of Israeli society, of Jewish people. We know that Iran and Hamas are together. So the chief rabbi was warning about this several weeks ago. And if you look at, the leader of Hamas has declared tomorrow a day of jihad. And he said a video surfaced of another Hamas leader from 2022 saying their dream is to control every square kilometer of the earth, which is absurd because Gaza is such a small place. But that, when you hear that type of rhetoric, it's exactly what we hear from the Kremlin, you know, that the whole world is going to have this beautiful Russian peace. It's the same kind of maniacal ideology. And so the chief rabbi, who knows this very well from both sides, is someone who was born in Leningrad, who spends a lot of time in Israel, and who has been here throughout the entire war helping Ukraine. In fact, he came under shelling. And so here he shares, I want to share with you all just a minute or so of the chief rabbi talking about what it means to be free and to live in a free society.
I tell you what I understand. I know Chief Rabbi of Russia personally. I knew. I never speak with him after the war began. I think we are in a better situation. We are here in Ukraine with the dangerous for our physical. It's every minute missile come here, and you know nobody know where come missiles, and nobody. It's dangerous. It's war, and it's a war. It's not nobody knows where will come, and but with spirit we are open. I'll tell you what I want to tell. I can say for president, against president. And in Russia, you can speak only one way, and only if you say against, and you can, they can take you to the prison. That's why, maybe in the physical they normal, but spiritual they are in slavery now. That's why I run away from Soviet Union. I didn't agree to live in a lie. That's why I didn't know. I wanted to say what I think.
And if you want, Chief Rabbi, if you want, you could maybe share a few lines of one of your songs with us here.
Well, now?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Which, in Ukrainian?
I don't know. I love the one about Kyiv, but...
Kyiv, rodne місто моє, Kyiv, непокорне, Kyiv.
That's wild. So the chief rabbi of Ukraine, he's a singer as well. That's interesting what he had to say, being Russian.
Yeah, and that, you know, he would rather live, you know, in a society where you're afraid of rockets, but you have the spiritual freedom. Hmm. That actually gives you a courage. And it's the same, I mean, in Israel, you know, in Gaza, there is no freedom. And this is horrible. Hamas has held those Palestinians hostage, but they never get blamed for it. Even if we look at the, the reporting about the siege of Gaza, Israeli siege, I'm attuned to this because I see, you know, the propaganda and the reporting about Ukraine. But it's Hamas that is holding those people hostage. And in fact, the chief rabbi, he shared a video or a photo near the beginning of the full-scale invasion. You know, I think it was his grandchildren were in a shelter in Kyiv. And eventually he got his family to safety in Israel, even though he stays here. And he shared a photo of those same grandchildren now in a shelter in Israel. And you know, and this is so, the threat is coming from many directions. And so, but it's fortunately, you know, we have, good, and as the chief rabbi pointed out, and you hear the joy that he has by singing. He said, you know, General Zeluzhny, you know, is a joyful guy, Ukraine's top commander. President Zelensky is a comedian. And so we got to keep some kind of spiritedness
right.
and joy despite the hell that we face.
Absolutely. If you want to see some videos and pictures, a reminder that we post all of that, the links, so you can see what Joseph is talking about in many cases. Go to our show page, the Surratt Show page at WGNRadio.com. Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. Thank you, Joseph. Very interesting, as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.